listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. But today's a special edition of Catholic Schools Today, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary's Parish in Evanston, and co-hosting with us today, Graziano Marcheschi. And Graz, help me with your title. I didn't write it down because it's brand new.
Director of Ministerial Resource Development.
For the Archdiocese of Chicago. Now, to our listeners, we are taping this program on Monday, November 8th. But as you are listening to this program, it is Monday, November 15th. So we are not taking phone calls today. This is a taped program for 1 week. But I do have to mention a belated happy 60th birthday to Graziano Marcheschi for last Saturday, but it's really November 6th.
Couldn't you have said 50th?
Graz, you turned the big 6-0. I've got a little ways to go to get you, but belated happy birthday.
It feels good.
Did you have a good birthday?
Fantastic birthday.
A party, a surprise, or anything like that?
Well, that's coming up on the 20th.
Okay, so it'll be coming up this weekend.
My brother took me to Gibson's.
Wow.
And I had one of the best steaks I've had in forever.
Well, you look outstanding for a young man at the age of 60, and this is Relevant Radio 950.
It's the new 40, you know.
That's right, the new 40, and we're not going to talk sports because we don't know what happened.
Sure.
At least right now with the
Bears win! Bears win!
Bears, Jim Dish was saying, I dare you to say Bears win against the Vikings. We don't know the score yet. We have a great program lined up with us in studio. We have with us Pat Drott. And Pat is the Catholic Charities HIV AIDS liaison to the Archdiocese of Chicago. And the Catholic Charities HIV AIDS Task Force for the Archdiocese, in cooperation with the Office of Catholic Schools, is sponsoring a poster and poetry contest in preparation for the World AIDS Day on December 1st, 2010. Grades 1 through 5 were asked to create posters, and grades 6 through 12 were asked to submit poems. The theme is HIV, it's about you and me. The contest deadline is today, Monday, November 15th. So with us in studio, Pat Drott, who I know extremely well from my former parish, St. Mary of the Woods, with her husband Rick and the whole family. Pat, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you, Father.
It is great to see you.
And she really likes you.
Yeah.
She came in and gave Father Greg three different hugs.
For different members of the family.
I know.
And the extended family.
See?
And you got a high five.
You're one.
And a hug.
I got a cold handshake.
But then
give
a hug.
Me a hug too. Then a hug. So obviously, Greg, you have been a true pastor. I'm proud of you.
Well, the Drott family, wonderful family and deeply involved. So thank you to Pat and Rick and the whole family. But Pat, you have a very special event on Wednesday, December 1st, is World AIDS Day. What exactly is it?
Well, World AIDS Day is an international day of observing and memorials and celebration, which first originated in 1988 with the World Health Organization. And this is its 22nd year. And it's actually observed in over 150 different countries throughout the world. Celebration, memorial, observance for World AIDS Day. And it's always celebrated on the date December 1st, even though that date rotates. So, and it's a really important day, an important event, because it's a way to draw the attention of the public to the AIDS pandemic, a way that we can raise awareness about HIV/AIDS and how we can stop the spread. A way to remember and celebrate the lives of those people who have died from AIDS, and to try and bring a message of compassion and hope to those persons and their families who are living with HIV/AIDS.
You know, Pat, we don't hear about AIDS as much, because people are not dying from the from the syndrome as quickly as they used to. So I think a lot of people might think, well, it's not as big a problem as it used to be. Disabuse us of any misinformation that I just shared there.
That is one of the greatest myths associated with the disease, guys. It's people think it is under control. Indeed, the death rate has fallen some because of the advent of the medications, the antiretrovirals, which came around in the mid-90s. And so that has decreased the death rate. But we have nearly 3 million infections, new infections every year worldwide. In this country, we have nearly 60,000 new infections every year. So that does not mean the disease is under control. It is not. And because of that thinking, people sort of put it to the back burner, and you don't hear about it unless there's some staggering statistic.
You know, maybe, Pat, to help put this in perspective, and I think Gratz hit it on the head, and then you've certainly reaffirmed the myths, but it seems like there are a lot of false notions, myths. I can't even use the words, but perhaps you could tell us some of the facts about HIV/AIDS. Let me list a few questions. What causes it? What are the symptoms? How do you get it? Who's affected by it? And what are some of the statistics? So you've given some there, but clear up some of the myths that people are under this notion that it's not serious and it's never going to affect me.
And it does. It does affect each and every one of us in some way or another. Because in each and every parish, there is someone who either has the disease or someone who knows someone who does in some way. So it affects us, even though it's indirect. One of the important facts is that HIV and AIDS are not the same thing. AIDS is acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, and that is a whole spectrum of the illness, and it is caused by HIV, which is the virus, the human immunodeficiency virus. So there are two separate things we're talking about.
Okay, now, say that one more time. Give the distinction between HIV and AIDS. Okay. Give that, because that, to me, I think really confuses a lot of people. Say it again.
Okay. HIV is the virus, the human immunodeficiency virus, which eventually causes AIDS, the disease, which is a whole spectrum of illnesses which can occur. The virus attacks the immune system in the body and renders it unable to fight off common illnesses. If a person is untreated, eventually they will develop AIDS, which, as I said, is a whole spectrum of infections and tumors and such.
You know, I can understand why the disease is spreading worldwide, particularly in the third world. Mm-hmm. But why here in this country? Why are there 60,000 new cases each year? Are people just not being as careful anymore?
Well, part of it is because about 25 to 30% of the people who have the infection do not know they have the infection. So we have a estimated 1.25 million people in the United States that have the infection. 25 or 30% of that is 300,000 people who do not know they have the infection, have not been tested. So if you multiply 300,000 in terms of spreading it exponentially, the numbers are huge, and we do get.
Well, the thing is, if you are carrying the infection and you don't even know it, what are some of the symptoms an individual may have or show that says, yeah, I'm not feeling well? I mean, usually with an infection, there's some type of symptom. Is that the case with HIV?
Well, you can have no symptoms at all, or you can have symptoms that are very similar to the flu, very mild kinds of things. Tiredness, unexplained weight loss, swollen glands in the neck or the groin, under the arms, a chronic yeast infection in females in the vaginal area or in the mouth. You can have a dry cough or shortness of breath, spots or discoloration on the mouth or on the skin, fever, chills, night sweats, diarrhea. Those are all very mild symptoms of other things. So people usually say, oh, I had a case of the flu, and they shake it off, not connecting it. So.
We need to move to a short break. Mm-hmm. When we return, we'll continue our conversation about this important issue that affects the lives of all of us. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
His Eminence Francis Cardinal George and Monsignor Michael Boland invite you to this year's 21st Annual Spirit of St. Nicholas Ball on Friday, December 3rd at the Hilton Chicago. Chair couple Dorothy and Ed Wehmer are planning this black tie event, which will feature cocktails at 6:30 followed by a sumptuous dinner in the International Ballroom. Entertainment by the Ken Arlen Orchestra will round out the evening. Proceeds will benefit children served by Catholic Charities programs in Cook and Lake Counties. For more information, please call Jennifer Wolfe at 312-948-6797.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, a special edition of Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. And for our listeners, to please know that the program you are listening to today is a one-week time delay. It was taped on Monday, November 8th. You're listening to it on Monday, November 15th. Tapes, we are not taking phone calls here. And this is Relevant Radio 950. And our guest is Pat Trott, Catholic Charities HIV/AIDS liaison to the Archdiocese of Chicago. For the last, or the first segment, Pat, we talked about kind of the myths about HIV/AIDS, but now you have created, or a group of you have created, an incredible program or poems to be written and
campaign.
A campaign, so that I know the deadline is today for the poems and the posters. And it now connects with Catholic grammar schools and high schools. So tell us about it. Whose idea was this?
Well, it was an idea that surfaced in our task force, the Catholic Charities HIV/AIDS Task Force. And we have a variety of people on that task force from many different avenues. And we were thinking about World AIDS Day events, and we wanted to do something that would involve our school children. And we came up with this idea. We have one member from the Arch Office of Catholic Schools, Ada Harris, the Director of Prevention Programs, who is on our task force. So we got started talking about it, and this surfaced. So we thought, this is a marvelous idea to involve the children, but not only the children, the faculty, the staff, the students, their parents. So we're looking at many different populations that we hope this will reach.
I'm having a hard time picturing a little child being able to draw a poster about HIV. How is this being presented to them? And
well, first of all, there is a wonderful curriculum guide, the HIV/AIDS curriculum guide for Catholic schools, grades kindergarten through senior year in high school. And it's a program where they can get an awful lot of ideas. But young children have had experience with people who are sick or who are ill in some way or another. So the poster, we're talking something very small, very simple idea. So if they convey something like that, you know, and the teacher helps them going back to the curriculum to get some ideas, because from kindergarten on, they are talking about it, talking about illness, talking about wellness, talking about how to treat and react to people who are ill with different illnesses, how we always are caring, we treat them with respect and dignity. So there are many, many things that the children can bring in, and it would be the teacher who would help them with that.
I like the destigmatization aspect of it.
And that's one of the...
That it's another disease, and people who have it, like you said, deserve compassion.
And so really, you're doing, Pat, you're doing consciousness raising, and you know, to let our listeners know that, and with the Catholic Charities HIV/AIDS Task Force for the Archdiocese, in cooperation with the Office of Catholic Schools, which I think is fascinating, is sponsoring a poster and poetry contest in preparation for the World's AIDS Day on December 1. And I think it's a marvelous idea that with grades 1 through 5 to do a poster, and grades 6 through 12 were to submit poems. All that is due today. So I think in this consciousness raising, as Grat says, you take the stigma away from it. Let's not talk about it. Now, you got to remember, when I was in grammar school, when you, Pat, were in grammar school, Grats, this wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
I never even heard of it. And I never even heard of it. And so it's, we need to put it out on the table, and especially with those myths that it'll never happen to me, or you automatically die from it. That's not the case. And so what would be your hope and dream with the poster contest, the poem contest? What do you hope is the end result of this whole thing?
Well, I think in this particular pandemic, education is the key. If we can educate children, faculty and staff, and families, parents, about what the disease, what it is not, with greater understanding of it, there will be more compassion, certainly, and they will not put themselves at risk. You know, so another part of the message that we try to get out for World AIDS Day is, remember I said those big numbers of people who don't know they have it? Get yourself tested. Find out what your status is. You may have had a risky behavior many, many years ago, which has exposed you to it. Get tested, know your status, and then you'll have a better understanding, and we will have educated people. And as I said, I often say when I do presentations that I believe the stigma and the discrimination is as hard to fight as the virus, because people just have not given
Pat,
up on
it. Pat, give us a phone number, because we're coming to a close here. Mm-hmm. Give us a phone number, give us a web page, if people can learn more about this.
The web page, if you go to catholiccharities.net, and then you click on HIV/AIDS Services and Ministry, you'll have a whole...
give that web one more time.
One word, catholiccharities.net. And then on that page, you click on HIV/AIDS Services and Ministry, and that'll bring you to our whole explanation of the program that
And
we have.
What about a phone number?
Phone number would be 312-948-6500.
That and is number important. Once again.
312-948-6500.
I want to thank in a very special way Pat Drott, who is the Catholic Charities HIV/AIDS Liaison to the Archdiocese of Chicago, for being with us here today on Catholic Schools Today. Pat, you are doing a marvelous job. It's truly within you. This is a passion to reach out to as many people on all levels, all grades, all ages. So God bless you. Give my love to Rick and the entire family. Thank you for joining us here. The time in Chicago is 9:18. Stay with us. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. We'll be back right after a break, and do not touch that dial.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Are you constantly on the go? Then stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
You're listening to Dr. Ronan Tynan, founding member of the Famous Irish Tenors. Now you can hear Dr. Tynan in person Sunday, November 21st at the Inspiring Minds, Inspiring Hearts Dinner that benefits the Archdiocese of Chicago's Chastity Education Initiative. That's a Respect Life Office program that brings empowering message of chastity to Catholic teens and young adults. Dr. Tynan will grace us with a vocal performance and share his inspirational story about how he overcame adversity to become a world-renowned singer, doctor, and athlete. So join us Sunday, November 21st, beginning at 4:30 in the afternoon at Drury Lane in Oak Brook Terrace. Get all the details and register at www.respectlifechicago.org or call 312-534-5355. That's 312-534-5355. Come hear Irish tenor Ronan Tynan as she shares how to live life to the fullest.
You're listening to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with the Graziano Marcheschi. There's no better place to let you know about an open house for one of our Catholic elementary schools. I'm talking about Pope John the 23rd School in Evanston. I'm pastor at St. Mary Parish, and Graziano's parish is St. Nicholas in Evanston. Both feed into this wonderful Catholic school, Pope John the 23rd. The open house will be held this Thursday, November 18th, from 9 to 11 a.m. You'll hear from the principal, Mrs. Rosalie Musiala, who is outstanding. You'll tour all the buildings that make up the Pope John the 23rd campus. Pope John the 23rd is a national blue ribbon school that offers a high-tech computer lab, mini Macs, and iPod touch devices. Children take French and Spanish classes twice a week, and Catholic identity is strong throughout the educational activities at the school. So head over to Pope John the 23rd open house this Thursday, November 18th, from 9 to 11 a.m. The school is located at 1120 Washington Street in Evanston. You can get more information at 847-475-5678. That's 847-475-5678, or at www.popejohnthe23rd.org. That's www.popejohnthe23rd.org.
Is that 23 as in the number 2 and the number 3?
The number 2 and the number 3. All Thank right. you. And how is it interesting that I'm pastor at St. Mary's,
yeah,
and you're very active at St. Nick's?
There are benefits to being the anchor and the pastor of the parish that you're advertising.
And you're the co-anchor and very
and
active
at St.
Nick's.
And my wife is the music teacher there.
And Nancy is an outstanding music teacher at Pope John the 23rd, and Mrs. Musiala is a great, great, outstanding principal.
You get your quarter for saying
okay.
that.
Okay, oh yeah, she's great to work with. Now we move to the next segment. The Notre Dame College Prep's Burke Scholars Program is the first of its kind in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and I happen to be a graduate of Notre Dame High School, class of 71, 1971. not 1871. The Burke Scholars Program is designed to provide an inclusive Catholic educational experience for students with mild to moderate developmental delays. Students are included in regular classes as often as possible. In addition to inclusive education classes, Burke Scholars have peer buddies. Peer buddies are trained Notre Dame students who provide service as aides, tutors, models, and friends. And with us in studio, Robin Talander, Director of Burke Scholars at Notre Dame College Prep in Niles. Robin, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Great to have you. Tell us a little bit about the history of the entire program, the Burke Scholar Program, which I think started in 2009. And how did this whole thing even come about, Robin?
So it started in 2009. One of my students' families came to our priest at Notre Dame and asked if we would be willing to start a program. And from there, they were interested. They went and saw a program in Tennessee like ours and thought it would be possible to have. And from there, they went and spoke with Ann and Alderman Ed Burke and asked kind of for their name for our program. And that's kind of how it all started.
Oh, this is named for Alderman Ed Burke.
Yes.
Oh, I think there was a former faculty person there.
Mr. Burke.
I thought it was that Burke.
Okay.
You know, this is Alderman Ed Burke.
Who so this is the Alderman
of Justice.
Who's married to the Supreme Court Justice.
Exactly.
All right.
They have been very supportive and outstanding in this whole endeavor. That's coming out called the Burke Scholars.
So I'm really overwhelmed that this idea came from parents who were looking for a program for their own child.
Yes, they felt that the public school was really underserving their child. They'd sent all their other five children to a Catholic schools, and they never thought that they would have to send their child with a disability, who they're most concerned about, to a public school. So their daughter went to school in Tennessee and heard about Catholic schools having special education programs, and so.
Well, I've been very impressed with Notre Dame for a long time. I've had the privilege of working with the lay board that now is the official sponsor of the school. And I see them doing amazing, innovative things regularly. It's really powerful. Once the priest of the Holy Cross left the school, you know, a lot of people thought, what will the future of this school be? But it's thriving. Their numbers are better than ever. And they're innovating and creating new things like
Definitely.
This. That's just really impressive.
Yeah, they're very cutting edge and very, it's just a wonderful family atmosphere. And everyone is devoted to Notre Dame and to making Notre Dame a better place.
Now, Robin, the four students who are presently at Notre Dame who are part of this program, how have they touched the lives of the student body at Notre Dame?
I always tell people, you know, my students benefit from being at Notre Dame. They benefit from being included, but it's the entire school that benefits the most. We've put into place a buddy program, and we had 37 applicants. 37 boys are involved in the buddy program, and it's there's different kinds of buddies you can be. You can be a social buddy, a best buddy, or a academic buddy. So you can help in class, you can go to lunch with them, or we go out to ice cream or to movies. And so those boys have been touched more than, it's just been an incredible experience.
See, I really find that when you have a program like this, and you can have this mentality, oh, we will be helping these young men who are developmentally challenged, but I have found over and over again, it's the people who are helping get more out of it than the young men who
Definitely.
Are in the program. And that's always how the grace of God works in our lives, where, oh, you know, God's saying, we're going to go help this person or this community, and then we leave having been so touched by a particular group. And I happen to know one of the four men, young men, Chris Nichols from St. Mary of the Woods, outstanding family. And now, Robin, how did you get involved with all this? Did you apply for the position? And this is your full-time job?
Yeah. So a few years ago, a family friend had mentioned to me about this program. And I went in for an interview, and I fell in love with the idea, fell in love with the program, and was lucky enough to be
able to. And you've been there for how long?
I've been there for 2 years, so I was the first initial one starting the program.
Initial one, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we were talking about the impact of the school. I'd just like to explore that a little more. One of the big phenomena that people are worried about these days is bullying in schools. Now, young men like this would be, you know, your typical target for that kind of bullying. Right. I'm assuming that with this Buddies program, these 37 young men are obviously learning to value the individuality, the uniqueness, the humanity of these boys. And I'm betting, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, that this is translating into the rest of the school. That if they see somebody else picking on a kid who maybe doesn't have a disadvantage like these kids do, that they're going to say, hey, hands off.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're all about education and advocacy, you know, promoting, letting everyone know what it means to have a disability and what that means. And the boys are our number one advocates. And that's helped, you know, the whole school.
We're talking about a visionary program at Notre Dame High School for Boys in Niles. And we're going to continue this conversation when we return in just a few moments. Please don't go away.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the three R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
Help unwrap the holiday spirit this season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to help children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit. Sponsor a family, donate a toy, or volunteer with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Cardinal Francis George wraps up 3 years as president of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. We'll talk to him about the highlights of holding that national office. And we'll take you on a trip to Northern Lake County, where parts of two closed Chicago churches will live on as they are recycled into the new St. Raphael the Archangel Church.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your Archdiocese.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
It's 10:34 on this...
No, it's not. 9:34.
Oh,
The old clock
change. The clock is lying to me. It's 9:34. This is the first Monday of daylight savings time when we're recording. Although it's
correct.
The second one when you're listening. This program is being recorded on November
like,
the 8th.
Like, who's on first?
You're listening on the 15th, so we're not taking any phone calls this morning. Thanks for that nice catch there, Greg. Notre Dame College Prep initiated a wonderful new program for young men with developmental disabilities. And its first and current director is Robin Tillender, who is the director of the Burke Scholars Program. Robin, you know, we've been talking about this, and I think we're all kind of really, really touched and edified. But I'm sure those who are actually participating in the program are having their lives transformed. Tell us a little bit about what the students involved in the program are saying.
Well, the boys are always talking. You know, it's all 800 boys, so the seeing hugs in the hallway is not something you would ever see at an all-boys high school. So there's hugs, and there's just so much happiness. So I have a few quotes here that I can share with you.
Please do.
That some of the boys have given me. They kept telling me quotes, and I asked them to write them down so I could share. Being able to see the Burke Scholars every morning and how happy they are just makes my day so much better. Being a buddy is not like a job or something. It's a chance to make a new friend. I hope this program will continue to grow in the future. That's one of our sophomores who's involved in the buddy program. I have another quote as well. Being a buddy has affected my day every day. One thing I've learned from the Burke Scholars is that one person can make the school better and start someone's day off great. The Burke Scholars program changed not only my life, but all of our lives here at Notre Dame. They've shown us a new side of life that not too many of us would have seen otherwise.
Those are wonderful quotes. Presently at Notre Dame College Prep, there are four young men who are Burke Scholars. What is the capacity for the number Notre Dame could take? Is it four, or could it be more?
We're hoping to take 2 to 3 each year to max out at about 8 to 10. We want to keep it a small environment so that we are, you know, accommodating them and...
So you are getting applications in as we speak?
Yes.
For
yes.
Next year already?
Yes, exactly.
That's fantastic.
You know, and I'm thinking that this has got to be giving a great deal of hope to anyone listening out there who maybe has a child with a developmental delay, and to know that there will be a place that will welcome them, a place that will nurture them, a place that will really love them and value them for who they are.
Definitely. I got a phone call from a mom, and she had had a son with Down syndrome. He was only 6 weeks old, but she had heard about our program and was brought to tears. You know, she had five older kids and was just fearing that she wouldn't be able to send her child to a Catholic school, and she just said this made her life.
Yeah. You know, I heard...
That's amazing, Robin.
A tragic statistic just a couple years ago, because a family member had a child with Downs, that the vast majority of children with Downs are aborted. That, you know, it's diagnosed in the womb and...
It's aborted.
We never see those children.
Exactly.
Yeah. And yet,
exactly.
You look at the Burke Scholars, you look at other young men and women that we know with Down syndrome or other development-challenged individuals... They are an incredible gift to all of us, what they bring to our lives. Before we close the segment, Robin, please give us a phone number, a web, that people can learn more about the Notre Dame College Prep Burke Scholars, also a way to maybe contribute a gift. Give us some information.
So the phone number is 847-779-8612.
That number once again.
847-779-8612.
And a web?
www.nddons.org.
Once again,
www.nddons.org.
Nddons.
Nddons.
And Dons is the nickname.
Gentleman.
The gentleman.
Dons is gentleman in Spanish.
Yeah.
I'm a Don class of 71. Maybe I'm not a gentleman, but
Don D1.
Yeah. It was an outstanding school then and now. So I want to thank in a very special way Robin Tillender, Director of Burke Scholars at Notre Dame College Prep in Niles. And Robin, you're doing an outstanding job at Notre Dame College Prep. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
You know, I wish people could see your enthusiasm as you are here in the studio, but this is radio, but you just have such a passion and love for these young men. So keep up the great work. Our prayers
Thank
are with you.
You. Thanks.
And God bless. You are listening to Catholic Community Faith, Catholic Schools Today here on Relevant Radio 950. The time is 9:39 here in Chicago. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Engaging Catholic youth within church life requires both determination and creativity. For the past 3 years, the Office of Catechesis and Youth Ministry has been blessed to partner with the Catholic Charismatic Renewal Center for Chicago in providing evangelization events for youth.
Thanks to this partnership, Young Leaders of Chicago is making a big difference in the lives of thousands of youth. Since our last fundraiser, Young Leaders has touched over 1,500 youth with 30 rallies, service projects, and retreats.
Please support the Young Leaders of Chicago at their Invest in the Future fundraising breakfast this coming November 20th at Elmcrest Banquets, 7370 West Grand Avenue in Elmwood Park. Come join Father Michael Sparrow and Mark Nemo for an inspirational address, praise and worship, all in support of Young Adult Leaders of Chicago.
Tickets are $28 for adults and $16 for students. All proceeds go to the Vicariate for Youth Rally Fund. For more information, call Tom Howard at 312-534-8029. That's 312-534-8029.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith, a special edition of Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Graziano Marcheschi. Time in Chicago is 9:42. The program was taped on Monday, November 8th, but being played back on today, Monday, November 15th. So we cannot talk to you about the Bears-Vikings. We hope and pray
that it went.
It went well. It was a win. We don't know that right now, for it's Monday, November 8th on the actual taping date. Two Catholic schools in the Archdiocese of Chicago, St. Josephat School in Lincoln Park in Chicago and St. Giles School in Oak Park, will be among the 254 public and 50 private schools from across the country to receive a Blue Ribbon School Awards event, which will happen on November 16th, which is tomorrow. at a ceremony in Washington, D.C., hosted by the U.S. Department of Education. With us here in studio, we have Colleen Cannon, the principal of St. Joseph at School. Also with us, Kathleen Talbot, assistant principal of St. Joseph at School. And Sue Petzl, principal of St. Giles School in Oak Park. And Terry Mamolella, teacher at St. Giles School in Oak Park. And I get my breath there. First of all, welcome and congratulations to both St. Joseph at School and St. Giles School. This is an incredibly prestigious award and reflection upon the staff, the principals, the faculty. So congratulations to all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a really big deal. I mean, it really is. Only 50 private schools across the country, and we have two of them represented here, you know, from Chicago. That's amazing. I know that it's a huge effort even to qualify, you know, that just the paperwork is overwhelming. But it's not enough to fill out paperwork. You have to have statistics to back it. Tell us some of the criteria that are utilized to determine whether you can be selected as a Blue Ribbon school.
Well, the first criteria is that your standardized test scores have to be in the top 10% of the nation. So both our schools met that criteria. That's the first thing they look at. And then you have to, as you say, write up a lot about all aspects of your school. And they look at the extensiveness of your program, the quality of your program, and put that with the scores and choose.
Yeah. Colleen, in addition to the three R's, you know, all the basics, are the judges looking for additional components, extracurriculars that make you distinct?
Yes, Gratz. I think they look at what sets you apart from other schools in the nation. I mean, everyone hopefully has a really excellent academic program, but what makes you different than other schools? And I think that's the part of the application that they really focus on to see and determine whether you should receive the award.
And then Kathleen Talbot, the assistant principal of St. Joseph at School, what set you apart? I mean, not you individually, but at St. Joseph at.
Well, we have a number of programs that we do, particularly with our junior high. We take them to overnight camps where they learn about team building. Also, another camp where they learn about environmental outdoor education. This is a time for them to work together as well as learn specifics about that particular camp. We also do two all-school integrated projects, which means the entire school is learning in their specific subject areas about a topic. For instance, we do an international day where the students, each classroom has the country, and they go for a whole month and learn about that country across all subject areas. And then there's a big celebration at the end. In March, we follow the Iditarod, the Alaskan sled dog race, and do the same thing. So those are two things that really, I think, set us apart.
Gee, that sounds like fun. Makes you want to go to school.
Absolutely. You're right.
Terry Mamolella.
Yes.
I've had the opportunity to see St. Giles up close. My wife and I used to do the confirmation retreat there for years. Tell us some of the things that make St. Giles unique.
I think the thing that makes St. Giles unique is the community, the involvement of everyone, starting from our pastor, past pastors, past principals, and past colleagues that I have worked with. I've been at St. Giles for 21 years, and I can truly...
What grade do you teach?
I teach kindergarten now.
Kindergarten? For 21 years?
No, I've taught kindergarten for 17 of the 21 years.
You get them started.
I do get them started.
That's amazing.
I think the primary is a premier primary, with pulling together, working with parents, being a bridge from home to school. We see each child as an individual and try to address their needs. The teamwork from, as I said, parents, pastor, principal, and family is just incredible.
You must get a huge kick. You've been there for all these years. You start with the kids in kindergarten. By the time they get to be eighth graders, to see the personalities that have emerged, can you predict when they're in kindergarten what they're going to be like in eighth grade?
Well, you know, sometimes I think you can. I really do. Watching some of the children, even through play, through expression, through the plays that they have through the years, you can see who are your leaders, who are your recorders, historians, who are the children that will go out and make a difference in the world. And the best part about St. Giles and the community is so many times the children go to school, get married, move away, and come back to Giles to continue with their community giving back.
Yeah.
And that's really nice to see.
What's interesting is I still remember my kindergarten teacher, Mrs. Schluter.
She remembers you too, Greg.
52 years ago.
Wow.
And, you know, in your case, Terry, do you realize that your first class of kindergartners would now be college seniors?
Yes, they would.
That's amazing. We're going to break here on Catholic Community of Faith on a special edition of Catholic Schools today here on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. The time is exactly 9:49 on this Monday morning in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Grazia Marcheschi. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break, and do not touch that dial.
Lisa Pilato, and this is the Junior Board Mission Minute. 60 seconds of the latest and greatest updates on events and opportunities for you to get involved. The 4th Annual Charities Royale Casino Night and Silent Auction will take place on Saturday, November 13th at the beautiful St. Ignatius College Prep. We have an A-list lineup with live music by Underwater People, delicious food by Cafe Bianda, cupcakes by Amy Beck Cake Design, an incredible lineup of silent auction items including a week's stay in the Bahamas, open bar featuring Mad Crack Energy Drink and Svedka Vodka, casino gaming, raffle prizes, and much more. Tickets are only $75 and are on sale now at catholiccharities.net/casino night. This black tie optional event is open to anyone over the age of 21, so grab your friends and game with us for a great cause. Proceeds will benefit the Catholic Charities Emergency Assistance Programs, providing food, clothing, and shelter to the poorest of the poor in Cook and Lake counties. There's always a way to help your neighbor at Catholic Charities. For details, call 312-655-7932 or visit catholiccharities.net. And stay tuned for the next Junior Board Mission Minute.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your community.
It's Good News Monday in Chicago at 9:52. You're listening to Catholic Community of Faith. This is a special schools program. And we're talking with representatives of two of the finest Catholic schools within the Archdiocese, St. Josephat and St. Giles, who have just been recognized nationally as being blue ribbon winners. It's an amazing distinction. It's given to only 50 private schools in the country. We got two of them right here. This is just a huge plus, I'm sure, in terms of you being able to present yourselves. You've always known that you had fine programs in your schools, but now the whole world will know. So let's tell anybody who's might want to get a hold of St. Giles or St. Josephat how they could do that.
To get a hold of us, one of the best ways is through our website, and it's www.stjosephat.net.
Try one more time.
A little slower.
www.stjosephat.net. It's S-T-J-O-S-A-P-H-A-T.
Very good.
.net, and it's the number 773-549-0909.
That number once again.
773-549-0909.
And Sue, the principal at St. Giles School, give us the web and a phone number.
Yes, St. Giles' website is www.stgilesschool.org, and St. Giles is S-T-G-I-L-E-S, school.org.
Once again.
www.stgilesschool.org. On phone number is 708-383-6279.
Then number once again.
708-383-6279. Many of our new students, prospects, come to us through our website, so I encourage you to view it.
Now, Kathleen, as the assistant principal at St. Josephat School, what are the most commonly asked questions of you from a parent thinking about sending their son or daughter to St. Josephat? What are some of the questions they ask you?
Well, it does vary by the age of child whose parents are asking the question, but I would say that most parents want to know how we are going to challenge their child academically, and sort of they want to know if we are welcoming of families to be involved in our school. And not only do we welcome it, but we require families to volunteer in our school. And so it's a very open, very collegial sort of relationship that we have with our parents.
And I say regarding all Catholic schools, grammar school, high school, it doesn't make any difference in the Archdiocese. Number one, we're dealing with a faith-based education. All of your heads are nodding.
Correct.
And number two, we better be different. Mm-hmm. We better be. So if someone were to say, well, you're the same as a public school down the street, then we should lock our doors. We better be different as a faith-based education, that everything revolves around the Lord, Jesus Christ, and then sacraments and the teachings of the church. And so it doesn't mean the kids are perfect. No. I mean, we were once their age, too. We can be mischievous, but somehow a faith-based education. And so, Terry, with kindergartners, even at that age, I'm sure you are moving in that direction with these children, because children absorb a lot.
This is true. Not only do they absorb a lot, they respond so well to Bible stories, to the integration of religion throughout the whole curriculum. I could be teaching science and still bring in creation. Could be teaching social studies. Why do we talk to people the way we do? Why do we respect them in math and language arts? It's just something that I feel so blessed that we can do, integrate religion through the curriculum through the whole day.
I'd like to add to that, Terry. Our Catholic identity permeates our whole climate at St. Giles, and I'm sure at St. Josephat also.
Say more about the Catholic identity, Sue.
Well, I mean, daily our kids are involved in Catholic ritual, whether it be prayer, mass, prayer service. But even more, our yearly themes are always based on our Catholic principles and the Golden Rule. And so students are expected that they will respect one another. They will try their best. And if we have problems, we can solve them peacefully through conflict resolution. So we have peer mediators at the school that, by request by the students, who are trained to come in and work with some kids that might have some trouble getting along, with our counselors usually sitting in but not intervening into the mediation. So it's just, and the service aspect, I think, is strong in all of our Archdiocese Catholic mm-hmm. schools, both locally and globally.
And I'll bet that the evaluators, in looking at both of the schools, consider that Catholic identity as a big plus. It's not something that detracted from the academic excellence of the school, but something that contributed to it.
Yeah. Right, and I think even we have a fair number of non-Catholics at our school also that come because we have a Christian identity and we have discipline and we expect our kids to behave.
And on that note, we need to bring today's program to a close. We want to thank in a very special way Colleen Cannon, the principal of St. Joseph at School, Kathleen Talbot, the assistant principal of St. Joseph at School, Sue Pwetzel, principal of St. Giles School in Oak Park, and Terry Mamulella, teacher at St. Giles School in Oak Park, both schools recipients of the prestigious Blue Ribbon School Award, which will be awarded on Tuesday, tomorrow, November 16th, at a ceremony in Washington, D.C. Congratulations to all of you, your students, your faculty, the entire parish. And also special thank you to our producer, Jasmine Kiddos, for a wonderful job. To our engineer, great job as usual, Brian, hockey hitman Brock. And to our spiritual director, Jim Dish. And thank you, Grazie Marcheschi, the co-anchor today. God bless to all and have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.